Wanted to, just a little bit, I'm not 100% organized, but wanted to talk 2 points. Basically, I want to talk about a basic hashkafa of the yeshiva, which I'm sure you all know, but we got to be mechazik. And that is the basic hashkafa of Harbatzis Torah. Why is that relevant? Because let's say something like tonight, right? So tonight, what do we do tonight? We battled an hour of Seder, right? So, no. We did a tremendous mitzvah of Harbatzis Torah, right? That's, it all depends on your attitude. And Achinami Gufa, you know, we say like mitzvah sriches kavana. So if you went to a concert because, wow, I was going to have a lot of fun, then yeah, okay. So you had a lot, maybe you got Rabbi Brigida's spiritual uplifting, went up to the next level, whatever that's supposed to mean, right? That's the next level. But, okay. But if you went with the das, that also you seen, being that obviously the Hanhoas, the yeshiva decided, and probably for good reason, that it's good for the younger fellows, right? That this is a very beneficial. And by going and participating, you're making it more geschmack and more successful, then besides getting the advantage of having a concert, which is itself is maybe aliyah, but you also got it was also our bus of Syra, right? So it changes everything. You know, when it comes out, when you go to Rosh Chodesh breakfast, and you know, so instead of just, where a lot of things that are just, you know, it gives it a whole different dimension. So the Maisa, I want to talk, I mean, a little bit, I might have said this to some people. The first problem with our Harbatzis Torah, why I think people are not so gung-ho on our Harbatzis Torah, is because, to be honest, it does seem that not everyone agrees with Rosh Yeshiva. It does seem that way. The biggest riot seems to be because you go to Lakewood and, you know, it doesn't seem like they're so big on Harbatzis Torah, you know, it doesn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that way, you know, they seem to be much bigger on just sitting and learning till forever, you know, and in Eretz Yisrael, there seems to be, you know, there are people, many people, who are sitting and learning years and years, and they don't seem... It doesn't sound like that's a b'di'evet. It seems like I think that's the greatest shvach. It seems that that's such a hashkafa. So could be, you can tell me. I once asked Rav Shmuel first, what's pshat on that shita? And he said, they can't find jobs. What do you want? But the maisa, I tend to doubt that that's pshat. It seems that it's a real hashkafa. You know, it does seem that way. And that they have a hashkafa. And these are obviously great people. So they hold that this is the learning is greater than our Harbatzis Torah. So it takes away, I think, from us a great deal of the oomph, because listen, okay, Rosh Yeshiva says our Harbatzis Torah think of Aldig a mitzvah, but it seems a great deal of the world, I don't know if it's a majority, minority, but a great deal of obviously very chashuv people don't agree. So who said the Rosh Yeshiva is right? So why should I, you know? I think at least on a psychological level, for sure. Like, you know, I'm not sure. Okay, so I want to first address that. I mean, it's a different hashkafa, but it's an important hashkafa. There's a little bit of tangent, but it's the same. There's many riots to this, but there's a safer called Kisvei Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant. I'm just telling this case that happened to myself. That's why. There's a sefer Kisvei Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant, where he brings in there that from Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhin. So he quotes Rav Chaim Volozhin, who says that he used to always say this in his own name, and he also heard it from the Gra, that the Rambam Shita says, when the Rambam says in Bitochin that a Baal Bechira, the question is, can someone hurt you if it's not Nigzer Min HaShemayim? In other words, if someone go over and punch you in the nose if it wasn't Nigzer Min HaShemayim? So So he says the Rambam holds you can't because he has bechira chavshes. So if he won't be able to do it, that's a begam in his bechira. And the Gra says no, that's not right. We go like the Chavis of Avis, that Bitochen says that a person can't punch you in the nose. If in essence nigzer min hashamayim, basically every single thing under the sun is nigzer min hashamayim. Even so, anything that happens to you, I know because that seems the pashas Chazal. Chazal says ain't of them noikev etzbo lamata. You don't hurt your finger unless it was nigzer. But the Rambam apparently held, yeah, you wouldn't hurt your finger by your hammer wouldn't bang on your finger without nigzer. But someone else could bang on your finger because he has bechira. So his bechira overrides your hashgacha pratis. And the Gra says it's not true. We don't. That's wrong. We go like the Chayes of Abbas. Okay, that's nice, Rav Chaim. So I asked Rav Shiva, listen, very nice, the Gra says the Rambam is wrong and the Chayes of Abbas is right. But the Rambam was probably a pretty great person too. And he said that the Chayes of Abbas was wrong and the Gra was wrong and Rav Chaim Volozhin is wrong. So now we got a machlokes. So I said, Bitochen means that I'm relaxed. Bitochen means, the Yisayda Bitochen means a real Baal Bitochen, when you go, and the real Baal Bitochens, when they were in the Nazi Germany, and the Nazis took out the gun and said, we're going to kill you. So the Navarticers, they say, they unbuttoned their shirt, and they said, listen, if Hashem wants you to kill me, you'll kill me, and if not, and I'm not scared of you. Right? So he said, how could they do that? Maybe the Rambam's right. Granted, okay, you know, it's not a suffix. The Rambam's a pretty chashuv person. See, well, the Chayit of Avis says that this German can't shoot me unless Hashem wants me to be shot. But the Rambam says not like that. So how can I have such relaxation? How can I be totally relaxed that nothing will happen? Because the Chayit of Avis says that nothing happens unless Hashem wants it to happen. Hashem only wants things to happen that are good for me, so I don't have to be worried. So I walked through life happy, no worry in the world. But the Rambam said, not like that. So I asked Rashiva's question. So Rashiva said a wild thing, and I found that the Stiper says the same thing, and a few other people, that Rashiva said that once the Gra says that we pass in like the Chayis of Avis, then we go like that, then Hashem changes the way he runs the world. Even if till then Hashem was running the world like the Rambam, and he gave a person a bechira chavshes a freedom, but the Gra says that we don't paskin like the Rambam, so Hashem has to change the whole way he runs the world. Right? It's a pretty wild thing. Hashem has to change the whole way he runs the world. Hashem was running the world till the Gra, like the Rambam, that a person has bechira chavshes. He can go ahead and hurt someone, assuming the Rambam was right? Assume, we don't know, not everything. 50% chance the Rambam was right. So till the Gra came along and paskened, so the Rashem's running the world like the Rambam. Comes on the Gra is a Pesach Achron. We have paskin, Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Gra, Hilchos HaKibas Roy. He says, we paskin like the Chayit of Avos against the Rambam. Okay, Hashem says, okay, I'll have to run the world differently. And a major Ashkafi, he says this, Cyprus says it, Cyprus says the same thing, that there is a Gemara, I don't get off on too many tangents, there's a Gemara that says that the Chazal didn't understand Pshat and Kohelis, because there was a Stira, Pasuk and Kohelis, and they thought that it was some kind of apikorsis. And therefore, they wanted to say that Shlomo HaMelech was apparently an apikiris. He said something apikirises. So some petah came down from Shemayim that they better not say that because, So I think the Stiper said, what does the Shemayim care? But it seems from the Gemara that if they would have said that Shlomo is an apikiris, even if they got it wrong, then I'll be Shemayim. He asked me, judge as an apikiris. Hashem says, I'm not. I know he's not apikiris. It's not up to you, Akash Baruch Hu. We said he's an apikiris. We said it's ain't no chedek le'olam haba. Then he's ain't no chedek le'olam haba. So Hashem had to send down a petek to the chomim. Don't you dare paskin that way. Anyway, so the point is that once something is paskin, that's the way it is. And psak halacha doesn't have to be one psak halacha in the world. Right? We know for sure, like I always give this example, that Ashkenazi and Sephardim have different psak halachas. We go, the example I always give is in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Avda Yosef says that Americans keep one day yontif, you know, when you know in Pesach and Sukkot, and Americans living in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Moshe Paskin, then you keep 2 days yontif. So if you're an Ashkenazi, you keep 2 days, you don't put on tefillin, you make kiddush, you make davin yontif with the brachas. And if you're a Sephardi, you take pictures of the guys dancing in Simchas Torah. So who's doing an Aveira? These guys are saying brachas of Hala with a bracha, and these guys are taking a picture. So the answer is that halacha goes according to your paisek. If you have a reliable paisek, you're a Sephardi, that's your halacha. Lo b'shamayim hi. So there's like, if you are a Talmud of this yeshiva, and this yeshiva was based on the Psakei Halacha, which is not just a yeshiva, which he didn't make up the Psakim himself. It's the Mesorah that comes from from Sabaka, from the Chafetz Chaim. The Habatzah's Torah comes from the Chafetz Chaim a lot. Even people don't, it comes from Sabaka and Chafetz Chaim. Rav David really had two main Rebbeim, Sabaka and Chafetz Chaim. The Sabaka Torah comes from both. They were both very big on that. So if you're in this yeshiva, so let's grant the briskers in Eretz Yisrael have a different shita. So if you're a brisker in Eretz Yisrael, and when you're 30 years old, 40 years old, you drop out of yeshiva and you go get a job, oh, your rachman is on you. But if you're a Chavetz Chaim guy, and you sin in Kaidel till you're 60, those are rachmanas. No, not rachmanas. It's a gevaldig thing. But it's a bigger mitzvah. In other words, halacha changes according to who your paiskim are. And once that's your paisik, that becomes a halacha. And that's how it is. So the mesorah that we have, and it really makes no difference that there are other people that disagree. Okay, other shittas can disagree. They can disagree. The mesorah that we have is that the greatest mitzvah in the world is our batzas Torah. Our Batzah's Torah is Deiche Talmud Torah. That is the Messiah. There are many. Now, are the Rayas Mukhruch? I don't know. But they bring many Rayas. What do other people do with the Rayas? I don't know. But there's this Gemara that there was this. Who was it? He was teaching his Talmud how many times? 400 times, right? 400 times? Right. And then what happened is the Talmud said he didn't follow. So he told him another 400 times. So what, this Rebbe had nothing else to do with his life? You know? If I was a Rebbe, I'd say, excuse me, you didn't get it. Okay, well, you know, I got other things to do. I got to learn. But he said, the author from the Vardik brings this right. He also held to this Hashgafa. He proves from there that our Batzah's Torah is greater than your own learning. Because what was his name? I'm sorry? Rav Breda, thank you. I have a very bad head for names. Rav Breda, the Alden of Arik says, why didn't Rav Breda do his own learning? Teaching someone 800 times is definitely takes away from your own learning. He says, apparently our Batzah's Torah, even not for its pashtus, it was not the best, sharpest Talmud, it was not going to become the next Kadosh Hador, right, pashtus. It's not like you're teaching, oh, well, he's going to become the next Kadosh Hador. Pashup shot this Talmud was not, you know, I mean, a nice, fine Jew, but it wasn't going to be, you know, oh, I'm teaching the next future Kadosh Hador, it's worth it. You know, he's a little, so Rav Breda felt it's worth, Rav Breda is one of the Kadosh Hador, and he felt that it was worth it for him to take off his time to teach a weak Talmud. The other Raya they bring, Rashi used to always bring this Raya, the Gemara brings, that Rav Chia would go ahead and he says that he would plant the seeds to grow the flax, I don't know what flax is, and then he would make from it nets, and then with the nets he would catch the deers, and then the deers he would skin it, and he would make skin, and then he would make from the skin, he would write svarim on it, and then he would teach the kids from the svarim. So the Marsha is like, Asha, why don't he just go to the store and buy himself some skin? So some parchment. So he said, because it's to be a better learning, be a better learning when everything is a Shem Shamayim. So be a dak is better, you know, when there's more Kedusha and everything. So he said, what the, but Rav Chiya was a God of Adar. It's very clear from the Gemara, he was a God of Adar. He had nothing else to do than become a farmer and a trapper and a tanner, so that the Talmidim, when he writes, and it sounds like he was teaching on a very low level. He was teaching Chumash. He says he wrote on it Chumash. He was teaching kids Chumash. He says little kids, he said, was teaching. He was teaching kids Chumash, so he could teach the little kids Chumash on a better level. That's what the God of Adar should be Isaac in, spending hours. So Tarit says that he held that our Batzah's Torah is a bigger mitzvah. And the you know, so the Hashgafa that we had, I remember I had a Rebbe, David Avrahami, who was the famous Sefer called the Binyan Olam. He said that if a person is zeiche to have a job in being Marbitz Torah, he should feel like he won the lottery. That's what he used to say. You won the lottery. Because it's you got the greatest mitzvah. You got the greatest mitzvah. You know, they say Talmud Torah, the Hashgava that we were taught is that Talmud Torah is connected kulam. But our Batzah's Torah is the highest form of Talmud Torah. It's not a different mitzvah. It's a higher form because it's Lilmod Ulalamed. So Lilamed is over Lilmod. So it's Lilma the Nami, Nishmar Lazos. Nishmar Lazos also, but Nishmar Lazos are Tanoim. That you have to be Lilmo Aminasa Lazos, because otherwise it's not. But in the Lilmo, there's Lilmo Udalame, we say in the Davling, in Hore Nenu, in the Kriyashma, that we want with Lilmo Udalame, Nishmar Lazos. So it's going up. Lishmer Velasos also, when a person's Lishmer Velasos, it's a better learning. If a person learns and he doesn't Lishmer Velasos, it's a begam in his learning. If a person learns and through his learning it brings Lishmer Velasos, it's a better learning. So likewise, the Lamed makes it a better learning. So what comes out is that with Hashgafa that we have, that we were taught, is that the person, even though we say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but our Batzah's Torah is even more Keneged Kulam. Now I got a complicated Hashgafa, but I started always late. Rav Shiva had a much bigger Chiddush than this. This is what other people say, a lot of people say. Rav Shiva had an added Chiddush. You know, a lot of people say this, even though I'm sure there are people who disagree, that Lilamed is greater than Lilmod. I think last year, those who learned, we learned Baba Kama, and Yud Zayin is a Tosis that seems to say that. Anyone remember such a thing?
Yeah, that they said by the Mitzah, when they were bringing him out, that he,
right,
only by Ezra,
right.
So
Tosis seems to say such a thing, that Lilamed is better than Lilmod. He seems to bring that the Shultas disagrees. But Tosfos scene comes out that Lilmod, the Lamed is greater than Lilmod. So therefore, when you praise a person when he dies, it's a greater praise to say the Lamed than to say Lilmod. The Shiva said a bigger Chiddush. Shiva said like this, the highest level is Lilmod Amanas Lasos. Right? Lilmod the Lamed Lishmer Velasos. Okay. So what is called Lilmod Amanas Lasos? So it means that when we're learning, we're preparing to utilize our learning to help serve Hashem. That's Lilmod Amanas Lasos. To do, right, I'm learning, and I'm learning that I want that the learning will affect my behavior. I'm going to take this knowledge and do with it. I'm going to learn Hilchus Tefillin, and I'm going to make Tefillin. It's Lilmod Amanas Lasos. So it's you tying it that in this door, where the Gedolei and Paskin, that there's a tremendous need for our Batzah's Torah, the greatest lasos is not making tefillin. The greatest lasos is to teach. So according to Yeshiva, when you learn, and when you're in Yeshiva and you're learning, and you have das, that I want to be Esos Hashem, to utilize my skills, I'm learning how to learn Tosfos B'Iyun. What am I going to do with that skill of learning how to Tosfos B'Iyun? It's not Nogei HaLacha LaMaisa. It is Nogeach, because I'm going to use that skill to teach my Talmidim how to learn Taifas Be'ian. So I'm learning Amenas Lassos. I'm planning on utilizing the skill that I'm learning. I have every intention of using the skill that I'm learning to do the Ratzon Hashem. And I'm doing the biggest Ratzon Hashem, because that's what he said in today's door, when there's a shortage of people teaching, which he felt was in today's door, then that's the biggest lassos. The world doesn't have a shortage of Sifrei Torah. They don't have necessarily a shortage of Tumah. They do, but they have a bigger shortage of Rabbeim. So that's a greater Amenas lassos. So according to Rashi, this I don't think it says in the Svarim. This was Rashi, he was very big. I'm sure he got it from, I don't think Rashi made this up. But he used to say this, that in the Svarim, Tosfos says this Svara, that Lelamed is greater than Lilmot. The author from the Vardic says in Svara, that from Rapreda, that Lelamed is greater than Lilmot. But the Rishiva said that Bizman Azeh, not only do you get the Maida of Amenas Lelamed, but you get the Maida of Amenas Lassos, which is even better than Amenas, because it's Lilmot, Lelamed, Lishmor, Lassos. Right? So, according to the Rishiva, that's how, and that is, when I was saying that this is this and this is, you know, what once you, you know, in this crazy yeshiva you signed up for, so that's how you get the Midas and Chisreinas, whatever it is, but I think that's how we go. So, and Akash Baruch Hu, whether she was right or wrong, it makes no difference, because that's how it's Paskin in Shemayim, that's the Ashkafa. So, when we do learn, and we have in mind, especially, to do that, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to use our knowledge to go ahead and help others. So we're getting the greatest mitzvah possible. We're getting the highest level of Talmud Torah. We're getting Talmud Torah, not just Talmud Torah, Keneged Kula, but we're getting Talmud Torah of Lamed, Lilmod of Lamed, Lilmod Amenas Lamed, right? Lilmod Amenas Lamed and Lilmod Amenas Lassos, which is the highest level of Talmud Torah. So the Ashkafa of the yeshiva, definitely that was Ashkafa, is that when a person does Harbatzis Torah, that's the greatest mitzvah. And when you learn, a person should have in mind, the Chatchila, that I'm learning for the purpose. Because if you learn, you say, listen, I don't know, I'll play it by ear. Sometimes you have to, but and then it just, after 30 years, you decide, listen, I don't know anything else. Okay, I'll be a Rebbe. What can I do? I don't know anything else. I'll be a Rebbe. So then when you learned, the learning wasn't Amenas Lassos, or even necessarily Amenas Lamed. It's just later, you got stuck. You became a Rebbe. But if when you learned, you had this in mind, so then the whole learning is a much higher madrega of learning, right? Am I being clear? As the guy learns, says, I'm only learning because I want to learn myself. Then he's been doing this for 20 years, and then listen, then he runs out of parnasa. So yeah, okay. Then his wife says, "Hey, you know, you got to have to live." Okay, I'll go get a job. So even if Lishita Seinu, he's getting right now that he's doing our Arbatzis Torah. He's doing the tremendous mitzvah of our Arbatzis Torah. No, he's doing our Arbatzis Torah. No, I'm saying a guy like this. You have a typical guy in a non-Chofetz Chaim yeshiva. So he was learning for 20 years. He thought he was going to learn his whole life. Right? He thought he was going to learn his whole life, whatever. He went, that's the ultimate. He thinks that's a very big goal. He wants to sit and learn his whole life. He's sitting and learning. He learns for 15 years. And then his father-in-law has, his business goes down, and he can't sit and learn anymore. So his wife says, then what are we going to do? Father-in-law's business, you know, can't support you anymore. So he says, okay, listen, I was planning on learning my whole life. I can't, so I'll go out and teach. Okay. So Mikan Ahaba, he's teaching. So according to this Rashiva, he's getting Mikan Ahaba, the greatest mitzvah about the Torah. Very nice. But when he was learning the first 15 years, he wasn't learning Amenas Lassos. He wasn't learning Amenas, maybe he learned Amenas Lassos to put him making tefillin, but not Amenas Lassos of the highest Lassos. And he wasn't Lilman Amenas Lelamed, because he had no intention of teaching. Now he was Lilman Amenas to do tefillin, but the Rashiva held that that's not the highest level of Lassos. So but if I learn in yeshiva for 20 years, and I think that I'm going to, but I'm learning for 14 years in yeshiva because eventually I want to go out and teach. So then even all those 20 years before I teach are all amenas lasos. They're all amenas lamed. So the whole, it raises the level of all your learning. And as your learning now already has in it a certain dimension of our Bas Asaira and that higher level.
What if you don't have the teaching at all?
What? What
if you don't have the teaching?
Well, it's Rahman Apatre. It's not your problem.
So try to strive. I mean, even if we don't plan it, should we at least try to keep it in mind? If I'm going to college, maybe I'm going to end up as a Rebbe and therefore I should push?
Rashiva's Shita was, I can't, you know, I want to continue with Rashiva's Shita because that's what I'm telling Rashiva's Shita. That every single person in this yeshiva must do our Bas Asaira. However, they don't have to do it as a profession. In other words, there are people that it makes sense that they have to go ahead and get a salary job, something else. Not everyone can make his parnasa through being our Bas Asaira. Some people don't know how to do classroom management, and the jobs that they get, you get paid for it are, you know, those aren't necessary for him. But let's say, therefore, I become an accountant, whatever. But the shell that doesn't bother you from our Bas Asaira, because you do our Bas Asaira either in work itself, you're Makari of your co-workers, you have that in mind, or you run Shabbos, you go ahead and you run a youth minion, you volunteer to give a Mishnah Brura share in the Gemara. You know, there are a lot of things you can do without getting paid. What? Of course that's our Bas Asaira. Our Bas Asaira doesn't have to do with pay. You can do it without getting paid. There are many, many jobs that anyone who comes to yeshiva, if anyone wants to come to yeshiva, says, I want to volunteer to be a helper, right? I will take him, right? Guy wants to volunteer, you know, how help the yeshiva fundraise. Fine, right? We have this guy there with on Wednesday, Robert. He helps the yeshiva fundraise sometimes. It's our Bas Asaira. You know, people, there was a nice, there was a guy, a friend, a certain guy, I don't want to mention his name, he did not go into our Bas Asaira. The yeshiva was a believer of a funny Ashkafa, funny Ashkafa. He said that if you're not doing our Bas Asaira, you're better off moving out of town. Because in New York, a guy who's not our Bas Asaira is a nobody. Unless you're a multimillionaire, so then they'll look at you. But if you're not a multimillionaire in New York, like, no one's going to be gay with you. But if you move out of town, then there's many more opportunities to do things because, you know, the community doesn't have that many B'nai Torah, and you become one of the few B'nai Torah, and you can be the pillar of the community. But, okay. Anyway, there was a guy with a yeshiva who went into business, and he moved out of town. And he sent the yeshiva a letter. Now, if I sent Rashiva a letter, I know I would like Rashiva to read it. Rashiva came into the blatcher, and he read the guy's letter in front of the whole yeshiva. If I was the guy, I would have been platzing. He says, look, I'm on the board of the shul. You see? And I'm giving a Mishnah Brura share every after Shacharis, every day, for 10 minutes after davening. And then I don't know what else he was doing. I forgot already. But the Shiva was so excited. That's what we're supposed to believe, you know? So the guy was not doing our Bas Asaira as a job, but he was involved. He got involved on the board. He got involved on the, he was volunteered for a Mishnah Brura share. I think he might have been running a youth minion. You know, he got involved. He offered, volunteered. So the answer, that's the answer to your question. And if you're in this crazy yeshiva, especially, and you know, so you signed up, so that's where you, so the hashgafa was that one, that really you should, because the feeling was that in a door where people are dying, because there are many, many people that are spiritually dying, then it's wrong just to worry about yourself. So the fact that you, practically speaking, a job, not everyone can make a job out of our Bas Asaira. That is definitely true. There's certain skill sets and happiness, and not everyone, you know, can be that. Some people, they just won't be happy. And happiness is a necessity. So let's say I won't be happy being a Rebbe. Then you can't be a Rebbe. We don't need bad Rebbeim out there. You know, we don't need a Rebbe who's depressed. You know, we don't need, that's not our Bosa's Torah to be a bad Rebbe. So there are certain people that for whatever reason, they won't be good Rabbeim, and they're known out, they won't be good shul rabbis, and that they shouldn't go into, but they can still do it on a volunteer basis. And there's plenty of volunteering basis that they can do, and that's also. Okay, but anyway, the main thing I wanted to say was as follows, is that in this yeshiva, and if you're part of this yeshiva, then first of all, if you want to be part of this yeshiva, then the halacha goes like the yeshiva. And in Shemayim, that's how they paskin. The gabi, you. The gabi, your next door neighbor, you can done him the kafskos. He has a different yeshiva. He follows a different, like Ashkenazim and Sfardim. I don't look down on a Sfardi because he takes a picture on its second day Yontif. So I don't look down on a guy in Lakewood who's learning for 50 years because he's doing what his Rebbeim told him to do. And you don't look there, he's the greatest tzaddik for his Rebbeim. But the fi our Rebbeim, assuming you want to stick in this yeshiva, you can still leave, there's still a chance to leave, But if you want to stick in this yeshiva, the shita of this yeshiva is, and this, if you stick, then that's the halacha that governs you, is that the greatest mitzvah in the world is our Bat Sasaira. Even in the time of the Gemara, that's based on Taisus. Lalame is greater than Lilmot. And Bisman Azeh, that was in the time of the Gemara where there was plenty of people teaching. But with Bisman Azeh, where Rav Yisrael paskened that there's a tremendous shortage, so then it gets a whole new dimension that it becomes even a higher level of lasos. So when we have, something like this, that we have a concert, so instead of, I'm sure many of you people felt bad, oy vey, I have to take off time from learning to go to the concert. The yeshiva is making me go. I feel so terrible, right? I'm sure many of you felt that way. So no, you shouldn't feel that way because you should feel that the going to the concert is our Bosa's Torah. And our Bosa's Torah is the greatest mitzvah. You should be so happy. Okay, I'm sorry. What do you want?
But if we all left,
in Achinami, so you have to be a gado to have a hashara. Obviously, you can't do our Bosa Torah until you're a big to a certain level of Talmud Chacham, because the hashpa. Regal achas. I can't say everything, but hashpa doesn't come. I ask this question: what if you're a genius, and there are geniuses in the world, and you're a 19-year-old genius, and you learn better than some of the guys in Kolo, which does happen. So why should I don't? Why have to say 14 years in yeshiva? He's going in Harbota's Torah. I'm a bigger, better learner than him. So Rashiv used to say, and it makes a lot of sense, that you're not mashpi on people because you're a genius. No Talmud, no 17, 18-year-old, my Rebbe's a genius. So what? It doesn't do anything for you, the Talmud. What's mashpi on the Talmud is that the Rebbe's sincere. The Rebbe is what Chazal say, Dvarim ayotzim min halev, nichnasim min halev. And sincerity takes years. There's depths of conviction. There's depths of feelings. Even though you might think that you have the feeling, but it gets deeper. As you do it more years, it gets deeper and stronger. And that makes you a much more successful mechanech. So the Rashiva held that we should spend many years. His saying was 14 years roughly. Because you need to knock it in. You need to do years when you're single. You need a certain number of years when you're married because it's two different dimensions, whatever that is. So you need a certain number of years of learning, and then you're qualified to teach. But then you have to have a shir. When is the cutoff point? So I'm not the gadol to paskin that. Obviously, you can say, keep on learning more and more and more years, and then you'll be a better learner, and you'll be better Marbis Torah, or learn less years, and you'll be more time to our Bosa's Torah. So there's a certain Das Torah, of when, you get to a point of, you lose more than you gain. So there are, the Reshiva, I remember, I was, when Rav David Harris was much older than me, he left the yeshiva when I was a baby in yeshiva. I was like only 2-3 years in yeshiva, and he started their branch in Rochester. So I was not involved in any of the hacks. But I remember hearing, I don't know if it's true, because I was a little baby in yeshiva, that there were some of the older people were tying to yeshiva that isn't Rabbi Harris is going to become the next Rosh Yeshiva. So why are you sending him out to go? He should stay longer. Next Rosh Yeshiva, everyone knew it even then. Rabbi Harris was good then too, right? So they knew he was going to be the next Rosh Yeshiva. So let him stay and learn another, even though he did his already 14 years, whatever, let him stand another 10 years. Rosh Yeshiva said, no. There's a cutoff point. So there's a certain Stas Torah where you gain more. The mitzvah of our Batzah Torah is doicha, you're gaining. There's a certain level where you have to gain more so you can do more Batzah Torah. I'm not the gadol to pask in that shayla. The yeshiva, that's our basic system, was roughly 14 years or a certain number of years after marriage, roughly, but there's a certain variation. You know, that's not exactly. Yes, siree.
What if you feel you're not right to be a rabbi or rabbi, so you feel you're better off sitting and learning for whatever reason?
So you should do that, but I said, first of all, you shouldn't cut yourself short. You're probably much better than you think you are. You gotta give yourself credit. Don't think you're not Roy. Of course you're Roy. If you learn for many years, you're Roy. The world, we have a world of Amaratzim. So the guy learned for many years, you're quite Roy to do a lot. You may be not Roy to give a base medrash share, but you're Roy to give to many, you can do many, many wonderful things. And same with what I was saying is that, yes, not everyone can have a salary job, because salary jobs, regretfully, there aren't that many salary jobs. There's competition for salary jobs. There's certain skill sets you need for salary jobs, you know. But non-salary jobs, there are millions of jobs. Anyone, I'm serious, anyone who comes into yeshiva will walk in and says, you know what, I'm a retiree. I retired, assuming he knows how to learn properly. I'm retired. I moved down to Florida, and I would like to get involved in our Batzah Torah. You know, can I help out the yeshiva? We would take him, assuming the guy, we'd take him in a dime. Even if we'll set you up at a chavrusa, we'll learn. There's lots of things you can do, and it could be any place in the world. So it's come out not trying to say you can do, but you have to figure out what you can do within the, obviously, also time constraints. You have to make a parnasa. So you have maybe limited time constraints, because if you have the responsibility to your family, I understand, and you have to go out, and today's working environment is not so easy. Jobs are very strenuous, and it doesn't, to be honest, people come home exhausted after a hard day's work. And yeah, but Rishiva held, you have to find something. Maybe Shabbos, you're younger. Okay. All right. Anyway, we're gonna. Yes, sir.
Could someone make a learn on condition that they become do a Rotas Torah? This learning should be for that.
Yeah.
I go to college. I don't know.
But I'm gonna try. But I'm telling you, the Rishi was that I'm gonna try. No, even if I'm gonna go to college, and that you could think. Even if I go to college, I'm gonna get a job, and I'm gonna become an accountant, a doctor, and lawyer. But I'm going to try and find some way of using my skills to help people.
Someone could have a general
Yeah, so I'm going to try. I know that that's important. So that already brings your learning to the level of a manas lamed and a manas lasos. The conclusion is like this. When we have an opportunity in yeshiva to do our Batzah Torah, which is we have Baruch Hashem many opportunities because we got this great high school here, so we should be so happy, right? I have to be serious. We should be so happy. Instead of getting angry, sometimes we get angry that these Nutnik high school kids, we should be so happy that they're giving us an opportunity to doing our Batzah Torah. Yeah, because even at this stage of the game, you're supposed to do a little bit about the Torah.
No,
Rav Moshe said that a little bit you're supposed to do, even now, a certain amount about the Torah, just not that much, but a little bit. Plus, Reshiva Shita was very strong that if you don't do any about the Torah now, you'll never do it later. So just like you have to do Musar to learn Midas Tivus, you have to learn to be a giver. And Rashiva told me that, I don't want to get off in it because it's late, but he told me this before, I said, a guy, he said, the biggest masmid in yeshiva were failures in our Batsas Taira, because they were unable to change, to become, spend time with Talmidim. So you have to be able to learn that Talmidim are more important than yourself, and for that, you have to do a certain amount of Harbasa's Torah now. He held to that for sure. Doesn't mean that much, but, you know, if they ask you to be a chavrusa with a high school kid for a certain amount of, you know, a certain minimal amount of time every day, he or she held, you should definitely do that, because it's no worse than, it's a Musar Seder for learning to care about others, and that's just like it's no worse than we take off from Musar. That's not Bittul Torah, that's the highest level. So it's our Batsas Torah, it's the right thing to do. It's training yourself for the future. Okay, anyway, Yeshikaya. Sorry, I went over time.